Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us on today's program is one of four challengers for the Pella City Council Ward 2 seat. Calvin Banstrit joins us on today's program to talk about his vision for the future of Pella. This is the second of 11 Pella City Council candidate features to be aired on Let's Talk Pella.
I'll have you start with a brief introduction.
Yes, I'm Calvin Banstra. I have lived in Pella since 2001. My background is I grew up on a farm north and east of Pella near New Sharon. Went to Puri Christian Grade School and then to North Mayaska High School. After that, I went to Dort College and majored in accounting and agribusiness. While there, I was fortunate to experience a foreign exchange program where I spent a semester in the Netherlands and was able to experience the Dutch culture there, as well as learn to read, write, and speak Dutch. When I came back from that, I had one more year of college, and then I went into the workforce. I was a bank examiner for the state of Iowa, started in 1985, and if you have a sense of recollection, that was right in the depth of the ag crisis that was in Iowa at the time. So an extremely good learning time to see what bankers and business folks do in stressful situations. Did that for 11 years, lived in Webster City and West Union, Iowa. And then, as many people do, I came back to this area in 97, got a job first with Light and State Bank and worked there for a number of years. And now the past 3 years, I've worked with Bank Iowa in Oskaloosa and Pella. While I was working at both of those banks, I was the city clerk of Lighton. Lighton is a small town, 162 people. I was the only part-time employee, but doing that job, I learned about levies, I learned about budgets, I did an annexation, I did a sewer grant, so I was able to be exposed to a lot of things in city government with that position.
And why are you running for city council here in Pella?
Well, part of that is when I first was city clerk, I kind of got the job in Lighton that where they said, by the way, the loan officer is always the city clerk. So that kind of came on top of that, and I really wasn't looking forward to it, but the more I did it, the more I enjoyed it as I learned about city government. And also, I've been exposed to in my family for a lot of public service. My uncle Bert Banster was a Marion County attorney here for a while, and he served in Congress for a term too, representing this area. My uncle Paul Banster was a supervisor for Marion County, and my uncle Arvin Banster was on city council. So there's always been that sense of public service that I've been exposed to that I thought was something that I would like to participate in as well.
So what's your vision then? When we think about the next 4 years, if you're running and you're on council, what does that future look like to you in terms of what you see yourself doing in your role and what you bring to the city council?
Well, when you look at Pella overall, one of the words that quickly comes to you is growth. You know, we've seen a lot of growth. One of the benchmarks that I used to look at growth was look at the value of assessments in Pella. In the last 10 years, they've gone up by $140 million, over 20%. So that's a huge increase, and it's also a testament to the fact that people want to invest, that values are increasing, that this is a good community in which to live. So my vision would be to continue that growth along with the balance on the cost side of maintaining that growth.
And what would you say are the three most pressing issues? There's obviously always more, but when you think about the next 4 years, what are those three key issues that you think are top of mind? And briefly, if you want to talk about either your solution or some expansions as to why those are challenges, go ahead and do so.
Well, probably the first one dovetails to what I talked about earlier with the growth. Growth can be very difficult to manage, and I think one of the things that I would like to help with is to make sure that Pella has strong city finances. Historically, it has, and I would like to keep that transparent balance between revenue, between costs, and between reserves. I think all of those have to be really managed well in a time of growth. As for the three most important things, I think the one is managing those budgets and being transparent with them. The second and third one I think would tie together would be housing and workforce. I think you can't hardly talk about one without the other. The Pella business community is crying for workers. They can't find enough workers. Every business person that you talk to faces that same thing. The workers, in turn, are having a hard time finding adequate housing here in town. And the solutions for that are not easy. They're big solutions, and I think what I would like to do on the housing front is to see if we can mimic some other communities that have actually gone very deep into that in terms of grants, in terms of hiring city planners, city developers to look at that issue and to actually promote that. I know that costs tax dollars, but in the end, it will come around and benefit Pella if we can get the growth here and get the housing stock increased.
Hear this interview and one with the incumbent, Harold Van Stryland, at KNIAKRLS.com, and tune in tomorrow and Thursday to hear from Robin Falsgraf and Nicole Pickray, the two others running for this seat. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.